Wait, what's wrong? What's wrong with your nose?
It's leaking a little bit. Warhead pickle?
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's crazy.
What is this? Crickets? Is this Fear Factor?
Yeah. Hi, it's Joe Rogan. Nice spread, dude.
Yeah, this is a beautiful spread. What's the occasion?
We need something to talk about.
What's up, guys? This is the TMT Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website.
Mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've ever smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm gonna get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
Please look at all the signs, fasten your seatbelt, and get ready for debate.
Ovi did a field trip yesterday, and
to where?
Erewhon.
You can get crickets at Erewhon?
No.
Yes, there's no fucking way you can get the warhead pickle at Erewhon.
Yeah, Cody would know.
I actually would know.
Yeah,
I go there pretty often. Sadly. Oh, nice. The one chip challenge.
Yeah. I'll watch you do that.
Yeah, that one's for you, not for Noel.
Yeah. No, but if you want to get the rest of the shit in your nose.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That's perfect for you, honestly. Are you sick?
Nah.
got a bad fever.
I just have a bad fever. Just a bad fever.
Not at all. Just super bad fever.
Nah, I always get this. It's just like throat shit.
Throat shit.
Yeah. I just got like spit out a bunch of
yummy.
I'm a
Your
spitter.
Eyes kind of bloodshot too.
Yeah, I think I popped a blood vessel.
Ooh, taking a shit or what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it looks pretty hardcore.
Thanks, dude. I've been to war.
What's this for?
that's just alcohol.
What kind of drinks we got here?
Secrets.
She covered.
Yeah,
up
they're all taped up, yeah. So we'll have to reveal it. And what's this charcuterie here? What do we got?
Charcuterie?
We got some sort of meat log here? What is this?
Ovi, what is that?
Bone fancy
marrow?
Salami?
Fancy salami.
That really looks like a dog toy.
It tastes like one. That's not salami.
It's like fake.
What?
Meat.
It tastes like honey.
It has like olives and figs and stuff like that.
It's disgusting.
That board's supposed to be good.
Get some. What is this?
Crackers.
Just a cracker.
I know it's a cracker, you fucking assholes. You guys act like I haven't been around the world before. It's not a cracker, it's crackle. You
I think it's a Branzino.
Yeah. So I got my Branzino. God, that shit burned in my head, dude.
Why?
This is the way she said it. That was like subliminal messaging. I don't even think that was a story. It was just her just repeatedly going, I have my Branzino.
So I got the Branzino.
And then I got the Branzino. It's like, that's the only thing you're supposed to know. I think the whole thing is a fucking op to get you to go to that restaurant.
Oh, guerrilla marketing.
Deep guerrilla marketing.
Wow. It's kind of like the Schmungus thing.
Yeah.
Same sort of thing.
Yeah. Is this the restaurant where the girl got the Branzino?
It is. It is, yeah.
Do you have any Branzino? We're all out.
Yeah. Thanks to TikTok. Look, this place is fucking packed.
Yeah. Now they got a line around the block. Yeah. Everyone's trying to get the fucking Branzino. People are making shirts.
Yeah. Every food reviewer on TikTok. So I got the famous Branzino here in front of me.
Keith Lee.
Yeah, Keith Lee, yeah.
Did not realize he was Kevin Lee's brother.
Who's Kevin Lee?
He's a fighter. He was a fighter in the UFC.
Oh.
And then Keith Lee fought in the UFC.
Really?
Oh, no, he fought MMA. I don't think he fought in the UFC.
Oh, wow.
He fought in Bellator.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's reviewing food, which, by the way, has to be the best fucking job ever.
Yeah, I'm happy for him.
Yeah, that's a great, great job.
I'm happy that he got out of MMA.
Yeah, seriously.
The most underpaying career.
He's funny.
Yeah.
I like watching his shit.
No.
Did we watch the whole, like, was it the Vegas restaurant? The place in Vegas that he, like, blew up?
I don't think we watched anything on here.
No, we didn't watch that video. You guys saw that one, though, right?
Yeah.
That was a fantastic little story.
Yeah.
And I think that restaurant is, like, still packed.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Eat that pickle. Sorry.
I've seen these around before. I do like pickles, and I like warheads.
What?
But like,
pause. You like warheads?
Yeah, who didn't like warheads as a kid? Really?
I didn't enjoy eating them.
Oh, I loved them.
I liked them.
Like,
too.
They hurt, but yeah, they're great. Like, I like sour Skittles, too. There's a certain pleasure that comes from, like, burning off. You know, like, you get that chemical burn on the inside of your mouth?
Yeah, I don't know that mean? Pleasure, but I know what you mean.
Well, the sweetness after is so good.
It's something about it, you know?
I like sour Skittles. I never liked warheads.
Let's drink some of the juice first. Yeah, it just tastes like just dill pickle juice.
Well, I'm not getting any warhead is what I'm saying.
The comments, the way Cody inhales that pickle.
No, because like it's the way he inhaled that.
It's the way my hand is.
Yeah, the way it just teleported into my hand.
It's got
chemicals, yep. I got the chemical burn.
Yeah,
yep.
I do.
It has chemicals. Yeah.
I can feel my taste buds getting singed off right now.
Yeah.
That's pretty ass, to be honest. That's a horrible collab. What a stupid product.
Cody's an entrepreneur now, so he knows what good products are.
And that's not a good product.
He's out.
Yeah. I will not be investing in Warhead Extreme Sour Pickle.
Yeah. This is...
Come on, dude. There's so much shit here. What about the Birdie Bot beans?
You just eat the most bland thing.
Because my throat is fucked up, you assholes. I'm not about to put dill pickle in my neck.
Oh. I don't know.
I'm not about... Yeah, it seems like I should eat whatever is on that board. Yeah, it seems like a good idea. So far, he's eaten chemical pickle, dog food, and boogers.
It was a great start to the day. No, it was none of those, what I just got. Search. Are these actually Birdie Bots?
No, they're Bean Boozled.
They're what?
Bean Boozled.
Bean Boozled, right. The two that I just had tasted like pocket lint.
Not to be confused with belly button lint.
No, actually, yeah. It might have been that. And what else we got? Crickets? I don't think I've ever had a cricket before. I mean, I'm going to have to work up to that, I think. I will definitely have one, but not right now.
I don't... After I fed them to people on Find That Link, I don't think... It was funny. I fed them to people thinking they'd be grossed out, and everyone would eat them and go, oh. So if I eat these, I get another point? I'm like, yeah. They're like, I'll eat like five.
Because they're good?
They're just nothing.
They just don't... You don't taste like anything.
Yeah, but I think it's the idea that you're like crunching down on like a brain.
You know? But
like,
I think
there is a little dried brain in there.
Yeah, but like once you crunch
it's like sour cream and onion.
Once you crunch it, I don't think you can tell.
I know, but it's the thought I'm saying.
Yeah, but
I know.
Yeah, but if brain tastes like sour cream and onion.
All right, fine then. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's like yeah,
that's pretty fucking good.
It doesn't
honestly.
Taste like brain. It tastes
like a corn nut.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Which flavor was that?
But there's flavors?
Look at the bottom of the, like, near the...
That was sour cream and onion.
Ah, okay.
That one's bacon and cheese.
Oh, hell yeah. Pretty fire, honestly.
Yeah. It was crazy.
So where'd you buy them?
I forgot where we ordered them. But you know what's funny was we almost ran out.
Because people were just snacking
on them?
Yeah,
they're just eating them. Like, I remember someone was like, I'll eat fucking 10 right now. And Alina was like, no. Like, we won't have any for the rest of the day. And I said, oh, man.
We should open a bar where instead of bar nuts, it's like...
just crickets?
Yeah, they serve these.
That's disgusting. But yeah, I think people would go for
it. They're not that bad. That's crazy.
No.
And they kind of... they're like flaky.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
They're like whatever.
By the way, go back to the Bean Boozled chart. I think the one I just had was dirty dishwasher, actually, because that's kind of what it tasted like.
Liver and onions or cappuccino? Oh, these fuckers are playing with my emotions.
Hey, Last of Us spoilers until 21 minutes and 41 seconds. Skip to there if you haven't seen it.
Did you watch Last of Us?
Yeah, the show sucks. Yeah, man, it was good.
It was a pretty good finale, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. I liked it. I could have done with 20 more minutes of shooting up a hospital, though.
Yeah, that was a really great scene, and I feel like...
they could have made that last a whole hour.
Did you like the way they did it with like the classical music? And
yeah, it was fun. I think they could have played...
classical music playing, right?
Something.
Yeah.
I think they could have played... what is it? The fucking... what is the goddamn hillbilly theme I always think of?
Oh, is it Branzino?
No. It's close. Oh, the Benny Hill theme. The Branzino Hill theme. No, you don't hum it. You'll get a copyright claim.
Wait, what's up? Really?
Yeah, I hummed it.
Oh, yeah. Really? Hum it, you'll get a copyright claim?
I've done it in a video. I got a copyright claim.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's crazy.
But they could have played that.
Yeah. Kind of same energy, honestly.
They could have looped it for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I would have just sat there in my stupid little brain. Spoiler alert. Joel dies.
Murder-suicide. He kills Ellie and then kills himself.
Yeah. The American way.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, I had to shoot the kid, you know? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, I was trying to establish an opinion after the episode, so I was reading Reddit just to figure out my opinions.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were like, that scene could have been longer. They were expecting it to be longer, but they realized it's because they played the game. And that scene took for fucking ever because it was hard to beat.
Yeah.
So they would like to like replay this hospital scene a million times.
Yeah.
So it seemed like it took forever. And they were like, oh, it was only like 5 minutes in the show.
Yeah.
But I did find it interesting how they like, I don't know, the way the classical music was playing and everything, and the way he just was just like totally cold as fuck, zero emotions, just executing people.
Yeah.
Was pretty crazy.
When he knifed that guy?
Yeah. The contrast with the like, how he clearly feels towards Ellie,
yeah,
and how he has just no empathy towards anyone else,
yeah,
when he gets in that zone is pretty wild.
Yeah, do you think he made a bad choice?
Yeah, I mean, like I was thinking, don't you want to save humanity?
Mm.
Right?
Maybe.
What?
Maybe save humanity.
Maybe save humanity.
Maybe save, but like, yeah, I guess that's a good point. It's not for sure. I don't know. What would you do?
I'd like to believe I'd gun down that whole hospital.
No, but then everyone else on Earth is going
to
die.
That's it. I said, well, that's what I'd like to believe. But I think if it was me, they'd probably hit me in the back of the head and I'd wake up and they go, we're going to cut into her brain. And they give me the whole explanation. I go, do you have to? It's our only chance.
Yeah, he didn't even ask if they were going to kill her. You know?
I mean,
I know it was implied that he was like, wait, but those cordyceps are in the brain. And she was like, yep. And then he just went on a fucking rampage.
Yeah.
But if he had just been like, so is she going to die? And they're like, oh, no, it's like the left part of the, it's like a useless section of the brain we're going to remove. That could have been the conversation.
I just don't know if there's any part of your brain that you can just remove and it's fine, though.
I think there is.
You think?
Yeah. Isn't that a thing? Humans only use like 20% of their brains?
That we know of.
No, I definitely think there's regions of the brain you can... Like, people get brain surgery all the time. They get pieces removed and they're fine.
That's true. Is that true?
Yeah, totally.
All right. Well, just Google it real quick. Do you need all of your brain?
I've been thinking about just getting like a minor lobotomy.
Yeah. Just a low-key...
low-key lobotomy?
Yeah. LKL.
It's a BBL. Something something lobotomy.
Yeah.
Big brain lobotomy. I'm too smart.
I suggest that we only use 10% or any other specific limit percentage. Yeah, I've heard the 10% thing is a myth.
No, but there you can, how much of your brain can you live without? Well, most of the brain fell no more than 5% of the cranial cavity led normal lives. No, but people like people that have like tumors in their brain and like people like TJ Miller.
Yeah.
Like he had I forget what he had, but he had like a stroke or something like that and had a piece of his brain removed and totally functional.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes your personality changes, but
yeah, dude, I'm totally the same. I just can't remember anything.
Yeah.
But I'm the same guy.
Yeah. Exactly.
Who are you again? Dang, okay. All right. So
anyways, that could have been the...
Yeah, so if he had asked,
yeah,
he would have
but
a little
instead,
more information. Yeah.
He just went ham.
The lady at the end just crawling. She's like, no, she was going to live.
He's like, oh.
Yeah. The way he...
Sorry, this is awkward. Yeah,
the way he killed her was crazy, dude.
Yeah, just cold as hell.
He was going to come after her.
It was so cold. You would come after her.
I liked how quick that was.
Yeah.
I think that's why I liked it because it was fast.
Yeah.
Murder doesn't take an hour.
Yeah.
Murder happens typically very quickly.
Yeah. You know that?
Yeah.
You've been around it?
Yeah, when you gun down a whole hospital in an apocalyptic situation, I've been there.
I wasn't holding the gun, but I saw it.
I saw it. Yeah, I was just walking behind a guy like Joel. Like, damn. You want to slow it down?
Yeah.
You want to take a break?
Holding onto his shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a haunted house. Dude, you go first. You go first. I didn't play Last of Us 2.
Neither did I. Is this just like a normal cheese plate?
Yeah.
Seems like it. Yeah, eat that flaky cheese. What's on it?
What is this?
Delicious.
Delicious.
I don't want to eat any dairy. I don't want to pump up the mucus.
You don't eat dairy?
No, I just don't want to pump up the mucus, man.
It was great. You see this?
Yeah. Oh, so it was real.
Yeah.
Someone on Twitter was like, I can't with these CGI animals anymore. And then someone responded with that scene or with this clip. And she was like, it was real? What the fuck?
Yeah, bitch, you don't even know. You don't even know what's real anymore. Idiot. Also, how dare you complain about a CGI animal? You know, this any bit of this story is real. Oh, they put a fake giraffe in the zombie show.
I'm sorry, I just can't believe this show anymore.
Yeah.
The giraffe kind of broke the illusion.
I think that person had a low-key lobotomy. Just the non-accepting of the CGI part of the brain.
Yeah, low-key? I think I'm going to get lobotomized.
Yeah. You have one of these crackers?
Are they good?
You can chew on them.
That cheese is excellent, I gotta say.
Yeah, it looks good.
Really, really good.
How about the drink?
All that shit looks good.
Okay, we can get started on the drinks. But we have a lot of time, so I was kind of trying to pace myself. But first drink, we got...
you can guess it.
Cum.
And then try it and guess again.
Ooh, is that Jizzy Soda?
Yeah. Yeah, this is cumshot soda.
That
ranch, ranch dressing soda.
I was going to say that looks like dishwasher fluid.
This is horrendous.
That is looks like though? Dishwasher fluid what? To the fullest.
Is man. It?
I guess we'll find out.
Carbonated ranch, baby.
170 cals. So it's got a lot of sugar in it.
You're a big ranch fan, right?
Yeah, I like ranch.
All right. So in theory, you should like this. But I don't know, man. You wouldn't want like cream cheese soda.
Lester's Fixin. Lester's Fixins. Lester, you're a sick fuck.
You shouldn't eat anything.
Dude, that is so fucking bad. Yeah, bring that over here, just in case. For the future ones. Holy hell.
All right, all right. I'm going to take a guess now. Yeah. Thanks, gang. Preach. You got some crackers, man.
Dude. I'm not hungry anymore. That's...
You gotta guess the other flavors. You have to
horrendous.
Guess.
Horrendous. Will you taste some?
I will for sure.
Taste some.
I'll do that after.
Okay.
Hot sauce, piss, barbecue sauce.
Why would you make that? I just don't understand.
I would love to see someone chugging down on that in public.
Yeah, just like not like
mad casual. Yeah, just like walking somewhere,
and you like do a double take. You're walking by them, and you're like,
just chilling at the dude sitting at the bus stop in fucking 95 degrees.
Head goes down like this because he's been lobotomized.
Yeah, yeah. I had him take a piece out so I could just hit the ranch soda. You know?
Yeah, I can't taste anything anymore.
It's great. I permanently have COVID.
Long COVID.
Do you have long COVID or were you just lobotomized?
That's crazy. That tastes like sweet ranch. Horrendous. Mm. That is like gag inducing.
Did they do a good job with the getting it accurate then?
Yeah, they did. They nailed it. Lester, you're a genius.
All right.
I mean, like, how is this like sustainable though as a business? You know what I mean?
Because it's in your hand right now.
It's in your hand.
Yeah, but like
on YouTube.
Can you really make enough money to produce these at scale with the amount of people that are buying them just as like gags?
I don't know.
Where'd you get this?
Amazon.
What's
that? But it's from Rocket Fizz, like the candy store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn. All right. Let's see.
Sorry, Lester. Cody's out on ranch. So
you have to guess them before you.
Okay, this one is.
And then you drink it and then. Check what it is.
Oh, okay. I like that. This one is hot Cheeto, I think.
That'd be good. That's a good one.
Yeah. I couldn't think of anything orange.
Okay. It smells like orange. That's really good.
What's in it?
Buffalo wing soda.
Oh.
It doesn't taste like that at all. This just tastes like Orange Crush. So, Lester, you fucked up on this one. Big boy. That's good. That's way better than the ranch one. All right, we'll do the other two in a second.
I guess if this was hot sauce, I'm not about to drink it. I just want to know if I'm right.
Oh, gross.
What is it?
Pumpkin? Pumpkin pie?
No, that sounds awesome.
Oh, pie is a drink, dude. All right, I'll give it a whirl.
Yes.
Ooh. Better.
bet this one would taste like that.
I bet you it's good. Although it's like, you know, it's almost spring. Pumpkins are a little out of season. It's not really the time. You know, that's why it might be gross because of that. Oh, in March?
Yeah. It like starts like pumpkin and then it's like chemicals. Yeah, kind of nails it.
Vinyl chloride soda. What yeah. the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, basically. Yeah.
What the what? Fuck?
Acetone?
Ozempic?
Oh, well, in that case.
Seriously. Seriously, dude. And you see how many people are these days losing weight rapidly?
Yeah, we'll see how many of them have a colon in fucking 2 years.
You think so?
There's no way that shit doesn't have some side effects.
Yeah, I mean, it's FDA approved.
Ozempic. Turns out it activates all the microplastics in your body.
Yeah.
Now all celebrities have just turned into storage bins.
I mean, that's just everyone, though.
I know.
It does. I mean, I think the main drawback is once you're on it, it's like TRT. Once you're on it, you can't ever go off of it.
Oh, so the Liver King is this big bad person because he was on cycle, but everyone does Ozempic and no one blinks an eye.
That's true, actually. That's kind of true.
In a way, I guess.
I feel like we'd probably be surprised by how many people are actually on it.
Yeah.
Not that it's a bad thing. I don't think it's a bad thing.
Ozempic?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, unless you're like promoting...
Derek, like, get Derek on the horn, like, dude.
I would love to talk to him about that.
Can you call him? Do you have his number?
Derek?
Yeah.
Dude, if you think you're going to call...
You could call more plates, more dates. And just...
No, if you think you're going to call Derek and get a 60-second answer, you're out of your fucking mind. Well, it depends, right? Are you someone taking these supplements? Are you someone taking these supplements? There are a lot of use cases for Ozempic where you are not at risk. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually would love to know. He seems like he's busy, though. I don't really want to call him.
He would love to hear from you.
You think so?
Yes.
Maybe we'll hit him up and we'll get him on the horn next time.
Yeah.
Because okay. I want to know.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want these crackers yet?
I would love a cracker, actually.
A whole box, man. Oh, we just burped in unison.
That was just like an acid, like Warhammer, dirty dishwasher burp.
Warhammer. You ate your Warhammer figurines.
Warhead.
Oh yeah, we bought Cody a paint kit for his Warhammer character. He's just in there eating the paint.
Lester's paint soda. That one's for sure piss.
Yeah, it has to be piss.
It's got to be piss. Well, let me taste it first. Let me taste
it first.
No.
Okay, well, Cody, you do it.
Let me taste it.
I think it's just a Corona.
It's just beer soda. Beer soda.
For kids.
Yeah.
You mean liquid death?
What does it smell like? Wait, give me a little whiff. Give me a whiff. That's not too bad.
That caught me off guard.
That was, it smells like...
I think you got a good waft because you popped the top and the smoke came out.
It was like...
corn syrup or something?
Like it's a like... bottle of corn syrup?
Yeah.
Why, that's the thickest soda I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. You just why drink so it viscous? And your heart beats as
well. Yeah.
Goo goo. Goo goo.
Guys.
Oh, man, I feel like shit.
Why? My mouth tastes like nickels. My left arm is numb. Why do I smell copper? Go ahead, dude. Enjoy.
All right, Lester, cheers. It does.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong. It's corn.
Yeah,
it's corn.
Yeah.
Like just straight up corn.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that flavor. You just shouldn't drink
shouldn't be able to drink it.
You know what that is? You know what that is? They took a can of corn and then they drained all, like, yeah. They drained all the juice out of it. Oh, shit, dude. Holy your stomach fuck. Was like, no more.
Is that what you wanted?
It is.
Are you not entertained? That shit better just say corn. If it tries to say it's anything else. It
doesn't even say soda on it, just
yeah,
corn.
Yeah. If it tries to say it's anything else, I'll throw that bottle through the window right now. Don't even fucking lie. Lester's corn. That's what it should say, dude. Sweet corn. Sweet corn. Ugh, dude.
Sweet corn soda.
So bad.
It's bad, dude.
So bad.
The whiff alone. No. Hell no. Gesturing that shit after you just domed it off.
Have another smell.
No, I'm good. Dude, I feel like you just drank from a canola oil bottle, dude.
Yeah, just the fucking remnants.
Yo, best that canola oil. I drank the cutest soda so far. Hold on.
All right.
Ugh. Ugh. Root beer from
still tasting
from deer ass. This is a deer's ass.
How was the hot sauce juice? One?
The hot sauce one? It was fine. You want it? You want it?
Cody wants to try it, I think.
No.
Yeah, after that one.
My, can't get this thing up.
These are the best so far.
Completely fucking up my shit.
I like this.
There's a bottle up there.
Sunday?
No, it's twist off. Isn't it?
It's fucking up my sweater. It won't. You're your jacket.
Oh, yeah.
It won't go.
Oh, yeah. Why the fuck are some of them real?
That's so dumb. Lester, idiot.
Oh.
All right.
Wow.
The fuck?
A real man.
Bacon.
It's bacon. Bacon?
Yeah, it's bacon.
Yeah, that's fucking epic. Dude, that's a narwhal.
Excuse me, m'lady. Allow me to take an epic swig of this bacon soda.
Oh, tip of the hat to you, my sir.
Widowly bacon. Ew, bro. What's this? Oh, bro. That's nasty, dude. That's so... yeah. You look like when dogs... Yeah. when they had the fucking...
That's the funniest genre of video to me. Is dogs like gagging like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, hacking up a...
It's so good. Remember that one? That yeah. Dog in the lake.
Yeah. Just hacking up a hairball. This is...
That's horrendous.
Oh, bro, that literally... Literally.
It actually tastes like they collect... The yep. Like runoff
yep.
From cooking bacon
yep.
And make soda out of it.
That tastes as if you lick the pan after you cooked
yeah.
50 strips of bacon.
Yeah.
Just, what's your process? Well, we just take the sludge
yeah.
And we mix it with water. Oh, my stomach hurts, dude.
Zach's pubes? Bacon.
Bacon soda, that's disgusting, man. They nailed it on the flavor.
Fucking horrendous.
You should try that ranch again, see if it's still as bad as it was.
Listen, man. I will actually, but closer to the end of the episode. I'm not ready just yet. It's going to be a horrible day. After this. Whole day is shot. So no. Thanks.
You're welcome.
No, man.
And I feel like maybe with the one chip challenge, we can really... solidify that.
Yeah, man, enjoy that.
That's one thing that when I watch people do it, I'm like, I will never do that.
Until today.
Until now. But do you know what I mean? Like, the amount of pain that people go through is so much fun to watch, but
yeah.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Because I know it doesn't only fuck today up, it'll fuck tomorrow up, too.
Yeah.
Like, you ever, like, have a really spicy meal?
Nope.
I did the Hot Ones challenge once for a party, and it was...
Yeah, okay.
Fucked me up.
Do you, the next morning,
awful.
The shit hurts so bad.
So bad.
Yeah.
The literal shit.
Yeah.
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 We did Hot Ones, too.
Yeah.
We did the...
Oh, yeah.
Truth
or
dab.
The bomb. Truth or dab, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't do the real Hot Ones. We're cool. We're not.
Yeah, there was a certain point in COVID where we were like getting invited on all these shows, but I think it's just because people were like, oh, we know they have a good setup at home. You know what I mean?
Who else?
What?
Who else?
Yeah, exactly. They're like, who else can we get on here virtually that won't sound like ass? Mm-hmm. I was just thinking back to shows.
COVID?
That, yeah.
COVID was a interesting time.
Good times.
Hot take.
Yeah.
Good times, man. It's good memories, you know.
Yeah, it was definitely good for the economy.
Yeah.
It was definitely really good for the economy.
Yeah. And just like life and, you know. Oh, what is Cody's new bike delivery? What is that?
Oh, it's a video of you getting your new bike.
Please tell me he throws the washing machine through the front window.
He just put the missed you thing on the door.
Dude.
Didn't you say that's like
the
delivery window for your
bike? Yeah. I don't like, listen, I know they got a lot to do, but it doesn't like.
He didn't even knock on the door.
It doesn't make, there's, when you need a, when you have to sign for something, it just doesn't work anymore because they don't give you any time to get to the door.
No.
Like they do that, they like walk up, they press the thing, then they sprint back to the car, and then you have to like 3 days they do that, and then you got to go. It's like, just make it so that I can arrange for pickup right off the get-go.
I missed a camera delivery for like almost 2.5 weeks because of that.
Yeah. It's so frustrating.
Whoever was delivering would just walk up, ring, gone.
Yeah,
see ya.
And it's so frustrating because you're like stoked for whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then seeing that notice, you're like, God damn it.
I had an inverse of that though.
Somebody left too many cameras.
Dropped off a pallet of Sony FX9s.
Hey, oh, brother.
I think this is yours. Your B&H photo, right? Yeah, that's me. No, there is one FedEx driver. I don't see her often. But she came through one time. Oh, she was the one who inevitably delivered the package to me. And she was a lot cooler. She like rang the doorbell. She hung out for a little bit. I ran to the door. Or no, I was downstairs. So I like on our deck and I like ran up to the front of the house. She's getting ready to leave. And she's like, there you are. They've been trying to get this to you for 2.5 weeks. Come here. I was like, ooh.
Ooh. She give you a hug?
No, but...
I'm sorry.
So she goes and gets the package. And then she's kind of like... She's talking about work. Just kind of joking with me about something. Like about the neighborhood. I'm like, yeah, for sure. And then she goes, how old are you? She's like, let me stop before I get in your business. And I was like, I want to take this package, but I think you're flirting.
Ooh. You know?
Like, I didn't say that. No, I didn't say that. I was like, all right, thanks. This is the way she said it. I feel like she was like kind of testing the waters.
Right, right.
And then I put that big ring finger on the top of the package on her forehead. Oh, my God, bro. Look at it.
I'm married, okay?
Feel it.
I wish I could, but I can't. I'm married.
You feel that on your forehead? I'm married.
Listen, in another life.
Nah, I just took the package. It was just the way she said it. She's like, how old are you? And I was like, what? No one ever asked me that.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit doesn't happen to me ever.
Getting flirted with?
Yeah, but it did. It just reminds me of it, because I wanted to tell you about this anyways, the like Omega dinner that I went to.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there was this one moment where we were standing
there. It was just a big dinner.
What?
There's a mega dinner.
I want to tell you about the mega dinner that I went to.
It just was hanging out with some English people. Austin, it was mega, mate.
It's mega.
Yeah.
No, I said mega dinner.
Finally, you can come out and tell us how much you hate the vaccine.
Gotta tell you about this mega dinner. Can you pass me that hat real fast? No, Omega.
Yeah.
The watch company.
Yeah.
They saw that I wore one on the red carpet of the Golden Globes.
Mm-hmm.
So they like.
You want to pick that name up real quick?
They what?
You just want to pick that name up real quick? I was there too.
Yeah. Exactly. There you go. Oh, name drop.
Yeah. Damn, dude.
Well, you can't really name drop an event, can you?
I mean,
yeah, I guess
the Golden Globes.
The Golden Globes, yeah. Sorry.
Dung, dung. Sorry.
Yeah. Let me pick that up. Sorry. Dung, dung. Sorry, solid gold. Sorry about that.
Big old globes,
yeah,
dude.
Big old Omega Globe.
Omega Globe. My.
So they reached out to our PR, and they were like, okay, they're doing a pre-Oscars dinner. And they want you to go. And so I went, and the CEO was there. So it was like the CEO of the U.S. Swatch division, right?
Sick.
Super, really, really nice guy. And they sat. So the dinner was like, it was probably like 75 people there.
Mm.
Like the guy that played Versace in that show. What's his name? Great actor, not Adam Driver. You know the show, The Murder of Versace or whatever?
I didn't watch it.
Oh, he didn't play Versace. Sorry. Was Versace a woman? No.
I don't know.
Okay, man, I'm thinking of... Anyways.
Versace could be a deer.
Anyways, it was like, I just felt like really out of place because we don't go to shit like that very often.
Yeah.
And they sat me beside the CEO and he was like, because I'm not really a watch guy, but I like watches.
Sure.
But I've never collected them. You know?
You were sitting next to Ricky Martin?
Yeah, him. Yeah.
Dude.
It was like a cool group of people to be there. It was just like, felt like crazy. And then they sat me beside the fucking guy and he was like, really nice guy. And we're talking about, he's a cyclist. So we're talking about cycling, stuff like that. We're like, you know.
Geeking out.
Yeah, geeking out a little bit. Like, I'm like, okay, this is going well. And then he's like.
How did he find out you were a cyclist?
I think, I probably said something. I don't know.
Bike.
What? I just said bike. Is that... He's like, so how are you? Dude. Cycling. Thoughts?
Do you like bicycle?
Yeah. So what do you like to do, Cody? I ride bicycles. I like to ride bicycles.
My bicycle is
silver. I like the one really fast.
I got a new bicycle.
I got a brand new bike. That's basically how it started.
And then he broke character and he's like, oh, I like bicycle too.
He's like, I like bicycle too. How fast you go?
Yeah.
And he like leans over to me, like it's going well. And then he was like, so how many watches do you own? And I was like, zero. And then I was like, actually no, one. I tried to recover because I actually do have a watch that my parents got me when I graduated college.
I thought you were going to say graduated high school. It's a Timex.
Yeah, it's a little like plastic swatch.
Yeah.
And anyways, I felt really embarrassed.
You're like,
because he was like, oh, okay. Like in his head, he's like, why are you at this dinner then?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I have no idea. But anyways, there's this one moment where we were standing like before the dinner and one of like the cocktail like waitresses came up with like a... thing of food and like smiled like way too hard at me.
Whoa.
As she was offering me the thing and I was like, thanks. And Kelsey was like, I think she was flirting with you. And I was like, I thought that too. I just didn't want to be a dick.
Yeah.
Never happens.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. I think FedEx lady is the only time I've been hit on outside of my relationship. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Let me grab one of those little hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You know?
Whoa, what do we got going on here?
Yeah.
Make a little choice.
Little tuna taco? Sure, let me get one of those tuna tacos.
Yeah.
Let me just pick it up with this finger.
Yeah. Yeah, when the FedEx lady hit on me, I went back down to the deck and Alina was there and I said, I think the FedEx lady was flirting with me. She's like, what? I said, yeah. She was like asking me my age. And she's like, that's really, she's like, that's really funny. Like, you know, typically it's the other way around.
What, you hit on FedEx
ladies? No. Yeah. No. It's like when a FedEx is like the, you know, UPS driver shows up in the shorts and the wife is like, oh, you know,
right.
The delivery man.
Yeah, like in Legally Blonde.
Yeah. But this time.
You know what I'm talking about?
Good job, Cody.
Yeah. I nailed a reference.
Movie reference.
Yeah. And that's Ladies Jennifer and Coolidge, wow, who is also in White Lotus.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, we can update the board. Days since reference.
Number of white people movies Cody's
seen. Well, you know what's cool about Jennifer Coolidge too?
What's that?
Is that we saw her at the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
Dun, dun.
Sorry.
Drop my big old
That's
Golden Globes.
That's a pure gold name drop. 18 karat name drop right there.
Yeah. You have a watch? No. See, that's what I did. That's what I did when the guy asked me.
No. I would have said to him, I would have said, yeah, I have a Rolex.
Yeah, that would have probably been the worst answer.
No, I have a Rolex. I have a Kermit, actually. It was gifted to me by a fan.
But do you like watches?
I do. I just don't want to pay for them.
Yeah.
Just ask him for them. You should have just said, can I have one?
Well, okay, so then I was talking to some other guy who I guess was like I don't know, he works in like branding or something like that.
Sorry, I gotta just say real quick, it would have been hilarious if you're like, does he have any watches? You're like, oh, crazy thing, dude. I actually have an Omega Submariner, but it's fake. I went to China. I got a fucking, dude.
And I bought 10 of them and I sold them here as real ones. Yeah.
I cashed the fuck out.
Dude, y'all should start doing that.
Dude, that's some like Gen Z LA shit.
Yeah.
Like low key, I have all your watches, but they're fake. Guy's like, what the fuck? This guy's a genius. Hire him. Anyway, you're talking to the head.
So we're talking to this guy. He's an agent. He works in branding. And he said he has some clients that work with Omega.
Mm.
And they were in Switzerland. That was another thing. He's telling me, kind of interesting, like all the luxury watch brands are within, like their headquarters are all within a mile of each other in this one town in Switzerland for some reason. They all ended up there.
Yeah.
Well, he was there for an event. And like the global CEO, I forget what his name is, of Swatch Group, was there at this event, and he asked, like, they were like drinking together, and he asked him, like, do you have a watch yet? And the guy was like, oh no, I don't. And he just picked up like a Speed Max or Speed Master or whatever it's called from the like middle of the table and just gave it to him. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, it's a lot of power.
Yeah.
Here you go.
I think it's like an $8,000 watch or something.
It's pretty sick.
That's nuts.
Omega, I like watches. I actually do. I used to wear a fake Breitling in college.
Nice.
No one knew it was fake. Like, I knew no one knew what a Breitling was. And so it was like a little treat for me.
Yeah.
I got to pretend I had a Breitling and no one was, you know, any wise to it. Like,
yeah.
Paid $150 for it.
Nice.
Yeah. Stopped working after like 6 months.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have a Tag Heuer or Tag Heuer.
Yeah, no, you got it.
Okay, you had to correct me on that. Tag Heuer, is that what it is?
Yeah, something like that.
And they're nice, right?
Yeah. They're nice watches.
The one I have has a little Duke D in it.
I thought you meant a little Duke in there.
Yeah, a little Dookie.
Yeah. Yeah, we were partying hard and we were swimming in the lake. I don't know, I got some Duke in there. Other than that, it's a clean watch.
No, but it's a nice memory, you know?
Yeah. College, did you buy it from the school?
No, that's what my parents got me when I graduated.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Put a little D in there. Knowing your dad, he's like, yeah, I actually looked up how to open it up, and I opened it, I put a custom watch face in there.
Yeah, I engineered it, and it's all carbon fiber now.
Yeah.
Super light.
Actually, I put a Bluetooth chip in there. It normally doesn't come with that. So now I basically invented the AirTag before the AirTag. I just didn't feel like selling it or whatever. So it's there. And I actually wrote the software for AirTag 20 years in advance of it coming out. So there's going to be something in the future. It's called AirTag when it comes out. This watch will be synced to your phone. No problem. Just put it to the side of your phone. Because they have to invent that too.
Yeah.
I actually like wrote the patents and I gave it to them because I don't feel like dealing with it. But yeah, that's all you.
Yeah. Yeah, he did say those. exact words.
And you're like, thanks, Dan. Thanks. I just wanted a fire truck.
Yeah. I wanted white bikes.
So you feeling fit? You getting some juicy thighs from the cycling?
I don't think my legs are really growing that much, but I definitely feel like I'm getting more fit. Sorry. Like cardio-wise.
I just conflated cycling with the endurance cycling. You know what I'm talking about? The Olympic endurance biking where...
Like around the velodrome or whatever?
Where it like makes your thighs juicy as hell.
Yeah. I think like, yeah. A lot of cyclists have big juicy thighs.
Yeah.
But
pumping the pedals?
Yeah, just because they're riding bikes all day long.
Just pushing.
But I'm not really getting juicy thighs. They're kind of the same size.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, these boys. I was looking up velo. I was just last week looking up velodrome crashes.
Sick.
Because it is sick.
It is.
It is fucking sick. Luke, actually, can you look it up? Because there's one I want to show.
That's the point of watching any race with wheels.
Yeah.
You don't want it to go well.
Yeah. And these things are fucking crazy. The reason why I was doing it is because I got my new bike. And I had to get a fit last week, and the guy was at a velodrome down in, I forget, it was a sports park or something like that. Mm. And I forget where it was. Go up to the top. Actually, yeah, scroll down. Which one was it? Yeah, this one. Yeah.
This must be the sickest race.
Like, the walls are so steep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think...
How many laps do they go?
Yeah, I don't know, but they're... So this is a sprint thing?
Oh.
No, that wasn't the one.
There'll be another angle, probably.
The angle that I saw, you can see one of the guys goes up to the top and launches off into the crowd.
In the crowd?
Yes, dude, it's fucking crazy.
Dude, this is bicycle NASCAR.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which is, like, cooler.
My small brain just put that together. Whoa, it's like NASCAR.
Yeah. Let's see. Could be that one. Yeah, cycling horror. Oh, this is the same one.
You know, I'm about some destruction.
Oh, God damn it. Yeah, I think it's this one if we get another angle of it. It's pretty awesome.
Dude, I've just been immediately transported to the couch at a kickback.
It's a good
feeling. No, just fuck. Let me find it. Hold on. Just wait. Keep the music off for like 2 more minutes. Like, I'm gonna find it.
You guys are gonna like this.
Just
a lot.
Yeah, trust me. Oh yeah, this is the one. Oh, you see him launch
over the top? No. Hit it again. Oh damn it! Damn, dude.
Yeah, I think you just keep going. There's another angle. Yeah, watch this. Wait, that was the angle. Oh, no, never mind. That's after the crash.
Holy.
These still images. Who wants to see a still image of a crash?
This is why endurance cycling isn't more well known. It's your production is ass.
Yeah, right?
There's a couple of F1 here. Fucking operators to like...
Yeah.
You need a race car camera operator.
You been working out?
So Australia really fucked me up on sleep. And then this shit that I have right now, I know I got this in San Francisco. So it's a long way of saying no. But I was on a good run, dude. I had like a PR like 3 weeks ago on squat.
Nice.
195.
Nice.
I probably could have pushed like 205, but I've never squat that much weight, so I was just really scared to. Yeah. I was like, I'll just let my body acclimate.
Yeah.
That was definitely one of those moments where I put it up and I was like, oh, like definitely probably could have been squatting more earlier in life. Just never tried it. So there's that, and then yeah, I was just like hitting nice little, you know, I could now I think I can comfortably like rep out like 50-pound dumbbells on like chest press. And
nice.
Yeah. So I was like, definitely, in a good place, but the eating part, just hard to eat.
They say corn soda is really good.
Yeah.
For fitness and for putting on weight.
That's my
muscle.
That's my first meal is corn soda with a scoop of protein powder. Scoop of corn protein powder.
Oh my God. Imagine ranch soda, corn soda, protein powder.
Shake.
We have a blender?
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Put all this in a blender.
We should toss all this in a blender.
Protein.
Oh.
Oh.
But yeah.
And when do you go back on tour?
Next Sunday.
Oh, sheesh.
No, but that's going to be fine because, man, I think about it all the time. We fucked up.
Why?
We could have been eating and we could have been yoked.
Why?
Because, all right, after like touring like comedy clubs where you're just like in and out of hotels and stuff, I was still able to figure out a rhythm. And then I always think like, fuck, we could have loaded that fridge up with like shit for shakes.
Yeah.
And if we didn't do meet and greets in some cities, it's so easy when you pull up to a city, you just go to a gym, pound out for an hour, come back, you eat. Like we could have hit our calories, could have been working out 3-4 times a week.
Yeah, hitting calories is not a thing for me though.
Well, it is for me.
Yeah, I know. But my problem was always eating too much.
Oh.
So if we had that shit laying around, I would have gained way too much weight probably.
No, but if we just replaced the bad boys drawer with like healthy shit.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I'm just saying we could have turned that into like Iron City.
Yeah.
What was in the bad boys
arm
drawer?
Farm.
What was in the bad
oh
boys drawer?
Oh my God. What wasn't in there?
Yeah. What wasn't Tom putting in
M&M peanuts? We always had those on deck.
We always had full sleeves of Chips Ahoy.
Yep.
Every night.
Yeah.
Oreos.
A lot of corn soda.
Brownies. I mean, dude.
Yeah, it was bad.
All
bad
kinds of shit in there.
It's called that for a reason.
I'm certain.
Adderall.
Yeah. Little cocaine.
Yeah.
Yeah, like how we're talking about it, like there's like really risky shit in there.
Yeah, and it's just snacks.
Yeah.
Oreos.
No, honestly, there was a lot of shit in like definitely we took a step towards diabetes with what was in that drawer.
Yeah, I would always start like if I knew we were going on tour, I'd work out really hard.
Yeah.
And like eat well and lose a bunch of weight. And then I would come back 20 pounds heavier.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm finally like my body is like just chilling at like 152, 155. But I'm skinny right now, so I mean, I've always been skinny, but I think end of the year, I'm aiming for like 160.
Nice.
I think I'll get there.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, dude. And then I'm going to take up cycling, but I'm going to do it reverse. I'm going to do it with my hands.
What do you mean?
Like I'm going to pedal the bike with my arms.
There are bikes like that.
No, but
like
I mean,
you can get like a recumbent bike that you can.
No. I'm going to put my chest on the seat.
Oh, nice.
And my legs up in the
air.
There.
Split.
Yeah.
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 Like backwards, like this, junk is facing forward. So
no,
you can see forward. Like,
no, you know? I'll be.
These things.
No, fuck. Actually, I'll just be like in a Superman pose, like flat on the seat.
Yeah.
My legs.
Yeah. Super aerodynamic.
Yeah, I'll be working out core.
Yeah.
Because I'll be having to balance the bike. This is all to make my arms massive.
Yeah. I mean, that would work.
Probably,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, you just pounding your arms every day up a hill. Yes. Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I always think about this when I'm going down a hill. Because they were already going like 40 miles an hour or something.
Yeah.
And doing this, you know, he must have been going, I don't know, 45.
Yeah.
50. So scary.
And your points of reference are so much closer to your eyes, so like it feels like 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I've never seen this video.
You never seen this?
No.
Yeah, this went crazy on Twitter.
I'm not on cycling Twitter, so
oh my God.
Just me. It's me and the Swatch Group CEO.
No, you go on a bike with the Swatch Group CEO and then he does
do
this.
He does that.
To fucking establish
power. I'm
like,
what the fuck?
So it's just way more aerodynamic, so you go faster?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Why does no one do this?
He must be going like 50 miles an hour.
Yeah, holy fuck.
Like imagine Any little bump.
This is how crazy. This is how the fucking Lance Armstrong won those races, dude.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, he's not pedaling.
Look at, he's pissing too. You can see the
yeah. He's about to beat a moped, homie. That is insane. Oh hell yeah.
What the fuck?
What?
Dude, he's ripping.
Oh, that's so freaky.
Oh my god.
How do you get your feet back on the pedals?
This is terrifying.
Oh my god, that little speed wobble.
Dude, the pedal, yeah, the pedals are going so fast.
Oh, easy. Oh, boom.
Fuck. That's impressive.
That's crazy.
You know what was sick in Italy? They made pizza there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You believe that shit?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Also got this tower. No, we went on this long bike ride through like the countryside in Tuscany with some like e-bikes. And
I love those things.
Yeah.
Oh, so fun.
There are some moments where we did a lot of uphill, which I think is probably a good idea. Because we were on those e-bikes, we were going down those hills. See ya.
Why?
I would have gone straight off something. Yo, check this out.
You're still pedaling though, right?
Yeah.
It just has like pedal assist.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun? Yeah.
But it had
it's like the best invention.
It did, but there was one mode that was like
super fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were barely pedaling. It's just hitting 20 miles an hour on an uphill. If I was going down, I'd be hitting 30, no question.
Did you get that sort of like, I don't know, it's like you get this special feeling when you're biking? Like the scenery looks cooler, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
I love that.
Well, there's just some insane views already, and then so to be hitting it on a bike, you're just like,
yeah. Look.
Yeah. Definitely.
Should we hop into the Bone Zone?
I guess so.
All right, folks, we're going to drink some more ranch soda in the Bone Zone.
Cody's going to do the one chip challenge.
And I'm going to hit these, the rest of them, at the same time. So let me just pop one of these.
You going to do that one chip challenge?
What?
You going to do the chip challenge?
I'm not going to do it, dude.
Come on. Tell
I have so much to do today. I'm not doing that.
We'll see if we
ruin my day.
We'll see if we can pressure Cody into doing it.
You do it. Why does it have to be me?
I got a cold.
You guys.
Even better. You won't taste it.
Dude, I got a crazy fever.
You'll get a fever after you eat that.
Cash, you do it.
No.
I'd do it.
Ryan's going to do it.
All right.
So we're going to get Ryan's reaction to the one chip challenge.
Sick.
In the bonus. See you there. This week
on the Bone Zone. I had a nut crusher this past weekend.
Or did you
when
play
I was in Vegas.
What'd you play?
I got a little sucked in.
Holy fuck. Down 19,500. You will win it all back tomorrow.
Matt was on mushrooms. This person was distributing chocolates.
Matt works for me. He was dealing drugs at my wedding.
No.
So he's fired.
Fuck, this is gonna fuck me up, guys.
I feel so bad, dude. I'm sorry.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.